If you will repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I need eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive what your Spirit is speaking to me. Amen. I want to take you on a journey with 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And the verse I want to push out to the forefront is verse 5, but the second part of it. Verse 5b. I will not boast about myself. I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses.
Thanks a lot. Get in the corner.
And don't come out. All right. He pushed that in and I think there was a few prophecies about what would happen when this particular word would come out. I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses. Okay. Verse 1. I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions with an S and revelations with an S from the Lord. Now, I'd like to stress the reality that there are visions that come from our soul. There are also visions that come from darkness. The demonic kingdom runs on visions and words. But they will not produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that is what we need to be holding before God. Because the gifts can be in an individual and they can turn them over to a demonic spirit, and you're going to find that that's what witchcraft is. It's the same gifts given from God, but they're perverted and submitted to demonic activity. You say, well, how do you know? By the fruit? You'll also know that they like to get paid up front. They don't do it to please God. They do it some for money, some for sexual advantage, and some for prestige and power. I can remember reading a book called The Beautiful Side of Evil. And this young lady was doing surgery under the anointing of a demonic spirit. And the fruits were awesome. You say, well, how can that be? Well, she was convinced it was God. They would also pray. So it sounded holy. St. Paul says, I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ, meaning in the anointing, who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know. But God knows, was caught up to the paradise. He heard inexpressible things that man is not permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. So he's not looking for prestige. The demonic realm looks for prestige and status and control and power. Verse 7. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh. Then he tells you what it is. A messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, if his power is made perfect in weakness, what about you and me? How many have a few weaknesses? Oh, you all qualify. Isn't that cool? Not one left out. We all have one thing in common, weaknesses. But is his grace sufficient for you? Or are you constantly complaining about that weakness? And I don't want to see your hands. But if you're constantly complaining, you're focused on the problem, not on the solution. The more you focus on the problem, the more you focus on the hopelessness of your future, the more depressed and hopeless you will become. You'll find that your mouth is constantly complaining. Now, duct tape is definitely a ministry. If you want to sign up for our duct tape ministry, I've got a couple of roles available. But I've learned that you can even speak through the duct tape. Just by your eyes and your facial expressions. Body language can speak volumes. And I've got to remind you that demons have eyes. And so do the angels. So you're not going to impress anybody if your body language is telling you something. Amen. All right. My wife and I went out to dinner with my grandson and his wife and 3 children. My wife was sitting across from my little granddaughter here that was sitting next to me, and we were buddies. We were at a buffet dinner, very nice restaurant. And on our way home, my wife said, I wish I would have had a camera running, because Gabriella had a pair of eyes on her, and those of you who saw her Sunday, she's kind of cute. But somebody said something, and she was not in agreement at all. She says, Kim, if you would have seen her eyes roll into the back of her head, it spoke volumes. I said to her, how did you survive? She says, I put everything under my own steam to shut my mouth, number one, so that I wouldn't raise any focus to her. But she says, here she is, 8 years old, speaking with body language that you can't miss. It is impossible to miss the trick. If an 8-year-old can do it, an 80-year-old can do it. Doesn't matter what your age is, okay? So therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Listen, verse 9 is super important. I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that the anointed power may rest on me. Which anointing? It can be demonic, it can be soulish, and it can also be of the Spirit of the Father. How will you know which is which? Because they will identify themselves by the fruit. And you won't have to wait too long to see the fruit. That little girl was offended. And when she was offended, her eyes rolled in the back of her head. She didn't say a word. But my wife caught the message without one word being spoken. Verse 10. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses. Change the word Christ to anointing. And watch again. That is why, for the anointing's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Say, how can that be? If you've learned to keep your mouth shut in the midst of persecution, you are gaining strength. Amen. How many have ever gotten a mad, bad set of insults and you just smiled and said nothing? If you've done that, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit will empower you to go a little deeper. If you join the crowd, what have you done? You fed the darkness. You fed the enemy. I've done it. I've done it hundreds of times. I defended my cause. I stood up for what was right. I knew I was right.
Amen.
Oh, you relate. Thank you. Verse 11. I have made a fool of myself, but you drove me to it. I ought to have been commended by you, for I am not in the least inferior to the super apostles. Now, if you haven't got a circle around super apostles, it might be wise to put one there. Even though I am nothing, the things that mark an apostle are signs, wonders, and miracles. Were done among you with great perseverance. How were you inferior to the other churches, except that I was never a burden to you? Forgive me this wrong. Now I am ready to visit you for the third time, and I will not be a burden to you, because what I want is not your possessions, but you. After all, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. And you can take that for another ride. The message that I'm really pressing in tonight is boasting. How many have ever heard a testimony and all it does is say how great the person is that's speaking? No value to God. Absolutely no value at all. You know why? Because anybody who's got a little bit of discernment can read right through it. My prayer is that you start thinking before you speak. Am I giving glory to myself? Or am I advertising my weakness? And when I advertise my weakness, I can say, hey, I've made a mistake just like you. I've made hundreds of errors in my life. I understand what it's like to be weak. In fact, even as a believer, I still make mistakes.
Amen.
I still make bad choices. I fall on my face before the Lord, asking Him for the strength to come out of it. And some of them He's left with me so that what? Keep me humble. Keep me humble. Keep me depending on the one who has the power to keep me going. The one that can enable me to go through a trial and not be burned. Sometimes those trials can be very lengthy.
Amen.
And they seem like eternity. Especially in the limited kingdom of flesh that we're in. My heart is this. If you have a weakness, begin to say to the Lord, how do I go forward with it? If you haven't taken it away, because you can ask the Lord to take it away. You can ask that. Paul gives us an example. He tried it 3 times. And the Lord said, I'm going to keep you in check because of this. And those mistakes and those weaknesses are designed for you to keep asking God for grace and for favor. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes now. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, I know I've got weaknesses.
They're not all gone.
Some you took.
Some you took.
Some you left behind.
So
I'm asking you now
for the grace to go forward.
And the favor
from the Most High God
to be able to overcome
in the midst of the weakness.
And not to go back into self-condemnation.
I rejoice, my Father,
that you are with me every step of the way.
You've never departed from me.
You've never left me.
You're never going to leave me.
You're going to be with me forever.
Even in eternity.
I give you praise, Lord, for these weaknesses.
And when it's right,
and anointed of you,
I'll be able to share
my weaknesses.
And strength and power from you,
will come from heaven,
to set other captives free.
That's my prayer tonight, Lord.
I want to help
those that are bound,
like I was,
and to continue
to operate in the realm of the Spirit,
waiting for the Lord
to bring me revelations
and visions
from you, Lord.
I don't want a dry run.
I want to do it.
And the power from you
will take me through.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Would you give him a clap offering, please?